Hello Hello， 我是 John 老师，我是莱欧斯里玩家，人生启动，首款多平台开放世界游戏《原神》，即刻点击下方资讯栏了解更多。Hello 15 Minutes Fam， Papu 饱读电子书方案好评不断 ，Papu 将给通勤家族的优惠延长到九月底喽。Papu 饱读电子书方案就像英语学习杂志的 Netflix， 想要饱读热门英文杂志，像 CNN 互动英文、空中美语、常春藤、Life ABC 等，只要划开单集简介，马上享有通勤选语每日不到三元饱读的独家订阅优惠哦。Go and check it out。How the Kremlin is forcing Ukrainians to adopt Russian life. They have handed out Russian passports, cell phone numbers, and set-up boxes for watching Russian television. They have replaced Ukrainian currency with the ruble, rerouted the internet through Russian servers, and arrested hundreds who have resisted assimilation. In ways big and small, the occupying authorities on territory won by Moscow's forces are using fear and indoctrination to compel Ukrainians to adopt a Russian way of life. We are one people, blue, white, and red billboards say. We are with Russia. Now comes the next act in President Vladimir Putin's 21st century version of a war of conquest, the grassroots referendum. Russia appointed administrators in cities like Kherson in Ukraine's south are setting the stage for a vote as early as September that the Kremlin will present as a popular desire to become part of Russia. They are recruiting pro-Russia locals for new election commissions and promoting to Ukrainian civilians the putative benefits of joining their country. Any referendum would be totally illegitimate, Ukrainian and Western officials say, but it would carry ominous consequences.Analysts in Moscow and Ukraine expect that it would serve as a prelude to Putin's officially declaring the conquered area to be Russian territory, protected by Russian nuclear weapons, making future attempts by Ukraine to drive out Russian forces potentially much more costly. Kherson is one of four regions in which officials are signaling planned referendums, along with Zaporizhia in the south,and Luhansk and Donetsk in the east, while the Kremlin says it will be up to the area's residents to determine their own future. As a result, a scramble to mobilize the residents of Russian-occupied territories for a referendum is increasingly visible on the ground. The Russian-appointed authorities of the Zaporizhia and Kherson regions, for instance, announced that they were forming election commissions to prepare for the referendum.Which one official said could happen September 11th, a day when local and regional elections are scheduled to be held across Russia. Russia is beginning to roll out a version of what you could call an annexation playbook, John Kirby, spokesperson for the National Security Council, said last month.